All right, welcome back, guys, to Consider Dead. This is episode 15, and we're now going to be interviewing We Are Wasted, and they're going to announce their first song.
All right, guys, this is Jericho. Jericho, we wrote this song to get on the fucking Jericho cruise because he's a little bitch and won't fucking book us. Jericho!
Yeah! Gotta break the ice, man, somehow. Awkward!
Bitch.
I'll edit that out. I'll put something nice in there. You beautiful man.
Overdub it.
I put my voice instead.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be great.
All right, so introduce you guys to us. Who does what? Who's who? Who does what?
Who's the porn star in this band?
Who fucks the most?
There has to be Preston right here playing bass.
I'm Tim.
Oh,
that's Brian.
Tim.
Yeah, I'm Brian. I play guitar.
What's up? And I'm Tim. I play the drums.
All right. I'm glad you guys are all here, man. I know it's a little tough, you know, to do interviews and shows. We all miss shows, man. Those are like the days of the past now.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys are keeping pretty active, man.
Our last show was with the dudes fucking Hammer. That's how I found out about you guys. We played some random streaming fucking shit at our local Legion Hall. Hammer's fucking awesome. I love those dudes.
They're pretty fun.
Yeah, they're dope, man.
They're fucking silly dudes.
Dude, I've never listened to their music. I never met them.
And it was like literally only the other bands in the crowd pretty much just watching each other. But it still felt like home because we only get like 10 people watching the show anyway. So
That's bullshit, but it did feel like backstage pass.
But that's all it is now, man. Just to play shows. Hammer's a great band, man. Those guys are great.
They're good people too. They're fun.
The homies.
Hell yeah, man. We were partying up with those guys last time, man. Those guys are crazy. We were getting
drunk. Yeah, I think we were drinking. We drank like an hour before. Then they stayed for like another 2 hours after the podcast. We kept drinking.
Yeah, we just kept drinking. Holy shit.
Yeah, it sounded fun, but I'm just like, God, we gotta drive home. And I already got like a DUI and a half, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. You gotta love those DUIs.
All right, so tell us about the song Jericho that just played.
Because 15 DUI?
What? All right, tell us about the song Jericho, because we love fucking WWF, so we know who Chris Jericho is. Tell us about the cruise. Tell us about everything, how this song came to be.
So, we're all playing poker one night, and I was drunk, and it was like right after the first cruise, literally right after, and the Jericho cruise posting all these pictures. I'm like, dude, this looks like the coolest fucking thing ever. Fucking wrestling, fucking bands, fucking casino, fucking boobs, all this shit. And then they're showing which bands are getting booked for the next one. I'm like, who the fuck are these jabronis, dude? They got like 400 followers, like random people, but they just know Jericho somehow. His little butt buddy. So I'm like, dude, if we can fucking do the Walls of Jericho every single day, maybe he's gonna fucking, maybe we'll be his little butt buddies, you know?
Hell yeah, man. The more the merrier.
That's the dream.
That's the dream.
And that shit was funny. It was like April Fool's was like a week after the first Jericho we did, and we posted, hey guys, we fucking made it on the cruise. Everyone's like, fuck yeah, you guys worked so hard. Fuck yeah, good job, guys. And I'm like, that was only 7 days. But now we're at day fucking 500. We're still not booked. All right,
man. We got to hit that full up, man. Yeah. Something's not right here, man.
Dude. That we'll do a hashtag on him for this episode.
Like, you fucking, God damn it.
You're just going to make me edit all this stuff out.
I know, man. No, keep on, all keep insulting. You'll get the point.
It was going to be a 7 second episode.
It's going to be like, Chris Jericho, you, I love you.
You mother, I love you.
Oh, shit.
Dude, we met him.
So I was going to ask you guys, so when did you guys start? You know, I don't know you guys' origins. I tried doing a little homework, but when did you guys start this whole band?
So me and Flying Ryan probably started 8 years ago, maybe 8-9 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
our first show, what, we were like 21. I mean, I was 21, 22 maybe. Fucking 30 now, so...
Oh, wow. So
me and Ryan grew up together, fucking guitars, harms, dude. Every harm we can learn, we fucking learn together kind of thing. And then we finally were just like, let's fucking do it, dude. And I think our first show together was just me, you, and fucking Jimmy on drums. No bass.
Yeah, and...
It's been like 13 bass players or something.
Yeah, and then I think it was at Rock Candy. It was that first one, and then we played at Beer Academy all the time. It was this place right down the street from where we live. All right, super fucking close, but we just play shows there all the time. And he paid us like
Weber's. That was one of the first two.
Weber's. That's when I got my DUI coming home from Weber's.
Boy, that's my boy.
The band was official.
There's a lot of DUIs in this band.
I know, right?
Yeah.
How many DUIs are we at right now?
Share like 10.
2.5, is that what that was?
Damn. My DUI was 0.12.
Oh, shit. So this band kind of started like what, 2010, 2011, or what?
2013. I'd say, yeah, 2011-ish. But it's like the songs were like some of the songs were fucking like 10 something years old, and it's just like they're still fucking relevant, bro. Yeah. The audience will always be there.
So, yeah. Oh, cool. Who was your guys' influence? Because you guys, like, when I'm listening to you guys have like kind of like that Broheim sound, like with like Pennywise, AFI.
Yeah, with the woes and whoa!
Whoop, whoop. So who was your influences creating your music?
I'd say Andrew WK, number one, my favorite. But then, like, me and Ryan are hugest metalheads. Same with Tim. Like, we all, and Anthony, like, we all, Slipknot is, like, our fucking, everyone likes Slipknot, dude.
Yeah, you know,
like,
yeah. Slipknot, your
band.
Can confirm.
Yeah. But it's, like, me and Ryan, for sure, we're huge metalheads. And it's, like, a lot of the earlier shit would sound super metal, and then it's just like there's so many metal bands, it's so hard to get out of that scene and sound different. So I'll never forget, I had this buddy Chris, and like he couldn't really sing, but he would sing and play guitar, and I'm just like, but it sounds good. I'm like, he can't fucking sing, but it sounds fucking great. I'm like, I can't sing. So instead of me trying to, like, I always tried to be the best fucking riffer, and then I'd see like 9-year-old Asian kids going, and I'm like, I give up, dude. Like, I'm not trying to be the riffer anymore. So I'm like, if I could at least make this sound good and fucking little riffage sound good.
I mean, that's the process, man.
Yeah, started writing some badass songs.
Yeah, but you know, in the process of in the band, you know, sometimes people get more musicians. Like, for example, you guys sing and play, right, at the same time. If you guys didn't go that effort, you would have to get a fifth member. And you know how it is. The more people it is, the more drama. So you also did that. You did that work, too. You know, you do, like, what, two jobs, basically, you know?
Yeah, someone was thinking that too, get like another guitar player, but then it's just like another person that could fucking, I mean, potentially I'd rather have three guitar players than just me quit and do two, you know, just
there arena, you go.
But,
you
know. But it was like definitely Andrew WK, Jack Black, Tenacious D, fucking love them, Steel Panther, because we're kind of like almost like comedy fucking.
Yeah, you do make some funny songs. Like,
the shit we're doing. But then again,
fucking rocks. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, they're dope, man.
We listened to, what was it, Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah, we haven't done that one in a long
time. That was great. That was great.
Like 5 minutes when we do it live of just fucking...
Yeah, machine gun double kicks and
quadruple bass, dude.
Quadruple bass.
Yeah, your music sounds like, to me, like your voice reminds me of... What's his name? Greg Graffin from Bad Religion. Reminds me of that a lot. And no effects.
I mean, Bad Religion, that dude's like 60 years old.
So yeah.
He's still rocking.
Like an old man. I agree, dude, because like one of the opener on the album is Last Night, and that was one of the few songs off the new album that we actually have played live and shit, because a lot of them were new and like a band didn't rehearse them. Uh-huh. And when Dip showed me that one and was like, you know, this one we'll play live, some of like the whoas, like all that shit, kind of have that Bad Religion, Pennywise thing happening. And I always like
you guys consider yourselves, you said Ragecore,
Party Punk, Hardcore.
What, can you explain what Ragecore is?
I've never heard of Ragecore. Yeah, did you guys invent that? Is that your own invention?
Party Rage? I tried, you know. I was just like, move Rage. And like, it's like, I just feel like our shit's so, like, if you listen to that record, like, each song is almost like its own genre. Like, each song is different from itself. It's just like a bunch of mix of just fucking random shit. Like 80s rock to death metal to fucking punk.
No, yeah, I was listening to the next song that you guys are going to announce. It reminds me of Meet the Devil. That one reminded me of Metallica a lot. The first riff.
Oh, yeah. Is it
bass? Or which one?
Meet the Devil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That one's probably the most metal song we have.
Yeah, perfect. Metallica, very Metallica influenced.
Yeah, but you guys mix it up a lot. That's pretty dope.
Yeah,
definitely Metallica, huge influence. Like they're the fucking granddaddies and mom. Metallica, Slayer, fucking, I don't know. Black Dahlia Murder is probably my favorite band. Him and Andrew WK. It's a hard two.
Just combine them both, right?
All right, guys, we're going to go to a quick break.
So this is We Are Wasted, Meet the Devil, off our new album, Chug It Down, released on 420, the best day in the world. 420, 2020, baby.
Fuck
Chug
yeah. Woo!
We're doing is alright. I don't care if it is wrong. what we're doing is alright. I don't care if it is wrong. Y'all see you down in hell, and I don't care if we're well. Not going by myself. Y'all see you down in hell, and I don't care if we're well. It's time to meet the
We were listening to or watching some of your music videos, and Don't Waste a Sip, that's like your biggest one because it had over 1,000 views. Did that kind of like put you guys in a spotlight here in LA?
Not really. Like, that's just one of our older songs.
Well, I mean, it's a good song.
Actually,
you know,
we won, a talent show or something. Was it something like that? And like, that was our big song that they fucking loved and everything. But I mean, that video is just pretty much at our local bar, Drifters, our favorite bar in the whole world. Drifters.
Yeah, I figured it looked pretty good though. You know, did you guys all film it in one night?
Oh yeah, that was like an hour. Like, just fucking, well, fucking.
Just like you guys playing, then everybody else drinking.
Yeah, I mean, our newest one, we did Hair of the Dog. It's off our new album, At the Same Bar. And that one's kind of like our first real music video or whatever. Damn, you got to
go. Yeah, I saw that one too. Wait, is one of you guys the main actor in that music video?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we had to get someone. We had to get a buddy.
I thought at first I thought it was you, Ryan. I thought it was you.
No,
that was in the music video.
It could have been. Anthony's barfing, dude. He's trying to say my fucking kamikaze sucked, bro. Hey, no mamas.
Yeah, and Anthony is like, you know, Bud Light material, dude. He'll drink those all day. We don't give him any hard liquor.
Wow. Just give him a cup of water.
So is LA, like, where are you guys originally from? I forgot.
So Santa Clarita? Magic Mountain. We live under Magic Mountain. We live under
What the hell?
We get free passes. It's pretty sick.
There's like this little latch under Colossus, and we're all chilling under there.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's like the Ninja Turtles. You guys got like a little underground layer. Yeah.
Just eat pizza.
Just eat pizza.
Dude, you have like fucking Rat as your father.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Training martial arts.
Master
Splinter is your father. Training you how to play
Master
music.
Master Stoner, actually.
There you go.
Damn, you have like an arch nemesis, Shredder. Comes around and fucks with you guys.
His name is Sober. No, it's
good. Oh, you have Sober.
Mr. Sober. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
We got our first speaker.
Look at Ryan's like, I'm not even surprised, man.
Oh, no. It would be weird if they didn't.
Like, something's wrong.
Front man, though, what are you gonna do? It's a front man, dude. I'm the drummer. I gotta keep some level of sanity.
Someone's gotta get the pussy, man. Yeah.
That's a nice one.
I just drink the good whiskey, nice and slow, and I hold it down in the kit, you know.
There you go.
Have you guys like ever gotten to a fight at a show or something, or anything's gotten crazy, or what is the craziest thing that's happened at a show?
Mainly just drunken sloppiness, I'll be honest.
Like while you're performing?
Definitely during performance stuff, because like, we're all lovers, dude. None of us are like getting in fights or like beefing with people. So when it comes to like that element of it, but like, it'll just be Dylan like spilling a fucking topped off pint of beer on like the amp or on the
or
backpedaling. You know, like you lose your balance.
Backpedaling. Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that side to side.
Oh, so, shit.
That little gangster walk.
Oh, shit. Yeah, just ends real,
dude, real rough. All the time, which was dope.
How much equipment have you guys fucked up?
That song called Show Me Your Big Boobs, and it sucked, but like, for some reason, it worked.
There you go. Some reason it works.
They're coming out. You're
for science.
For science purposes.
I say crazy science when I kicked out fucking Jimmy during the middle of the show, probably. Yeah,
too wasted to be wasted
and fucking
too wasted to
be wasted.
Takes them out. Outwasted the waste.
Are there any fucking real drummers out there? Get on stage. This guy's out of here. Jimmy. You see on the drums, like, you're an asshole, dude, man.
Yeah, so what was your guys' biggest show that you ever played that blew your guys' mind?
Biggest show, I'd say Puddle of Mud.
Yeah.
Direct support. There was like 500 people there.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Man. Yeah, dude, we did. 500
people doesn't sound like a lot, but for us, that's fucking...
That's still a lot, bro. That is a lot.
And in that venue, though, and like, not to stroke my own shit, but like, we crushed it that set, though. We opened, we fucking all...
You guys were sober?
We all wore beer bottles. Costumes.
Oh,
we
were, like, shit. All in, like,
size, that was French Dip's first fucking show, too.
That's sick.
That's right. Fuck, that was Anthony's first show. Crazy.
Everything come out okay, bro? Hey, he just finished. But,
damn.
Okay, we were just talking about you, bro.
Good.
Is everyone good? There you go.
French Dip's first show. Our old bass player just kind of no-called, no-showed. We had this show for Puddle of Mud, direct support, fucking right before them at the Canyon. And our old bass... Our old bass player just didn't fucking show up.
Nah, that's lame.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Opportunity, then.
24 hours before the set.
Wait, did you learn all the songs in 24 hours?
He did. He fucking pulled them off. I mean, half were covers. Like Detroit Rock City was a cover that we were working on, but we never played it before. And so that song has a fucking jammy bass riff. And the Last Fool, I mean, not to speak too poorly, but you know, the tightness on the bass was just not there. I could never lock in with them. And then the first show, I'd never even met Anthony before. He shows up, like, we load in all that, and then he was like, yeah, dude, I got the songs, like, let's fucking shred it. And that you know, little jam started, and the diddle down down, like, all those little hammer-ons and little pull-offs and shit in the verse, and I could just feel it perfect. It was such a tight riff through the monitors and all that, and I was just like, all right, this fool fucking has some chops, man. Let's do it.
That's dope, impressive. Bro. 24 hours.
We kind of went through the monitors, as I'd like to say.
And you're opening for Puddle of Mud?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's fucking dope. Amazing,
dude. They did so good, too.
They crushed it. We've seen this venue get some of the bands that have been around for a while, like some of the mid-2000s K-Rock bands like Puddle of Mud. And they, like, what was the other one? Fucking the crazy bitch.
Chuck Berry?
Yeah, dude, Chuck Berry. Thank you. That's my fucking line.
Y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it.
For them, and like, man, they're the same generation as Puddle Mud.
Oh, fuck Berry. Like, I love them, but that dude's voice is just like...
Yeah, I mean, for sure. The band was rock solid, but Puddle of Mud,
the guitar players,
they came. They came to play here. They crushed it.
I was gonna ask you guys. So for your band, what's your guys' goal? You guys are just doing this for fun, or are you guys really want to get out there? Like, you guys want to get a record label and everything?
You want to get signed?
What are the goals for the band?
I mean, we've been doing this 8+ years. Record label, I don't mind, because we're doing it independent. We have done pretty well for ourselves independent. We've been in fucking like some movie. I mean, we're not making money, but who the fuck makes money in
music? Wait, what movie were you in?
But like, for where we are and what we're doing, we're not doing bad on our own. Literally, all I can say is my only goal is to get on that fucking Jericho cruise.
We'll be your outlet for that.
What do we have to do to get on this fucking cruise? Like, 500 fucking...
That's your goal.
Miles of Jericho, dude? Like, what the fuck?
A lot of Jericho.
And he knows us, dude. We fucking...
Hey, we'll spam him. We'll spam your Instagram page on his page.
Dude, and then the last time he fucking called you out.
Cheers.
Jericho hates us so much.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's funny, though. At this point, he does, like... know what's going on.
He was like, I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah. He even called you out on the Facebook, dude. He's like, oh, damn. Leave me
he's
alone.
Like, he said maybe, though. He said maybe.
Maybe if you one day, if you guys leave me alone.
Get off my dick. Fuck.
Oh, he said maybe, you fucking idiot, dude.
He's down to sound like a nomad. Like, God, leave me alone.
I mean, he's cool. Like, yeah. We met him. He's a fucking cool dude, man. Like, I'm probably the biggest wrestling fanatic out of everybody, but, like, we all grew up with it. Everyone.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Really, like, the Stone Cold era, I was.
Triple H, was The Rock.
Kid, but I was obsessed, yeah. Dude.
Like, Rooney Poonie Candy Ass.
I don't care who you are. Everybody.
All right, guys. Well,
I used to get in trouble for sure for doing the DX, like, suck it.
Suck it. I know. Me and Brian were just talking about that. Yeah. Can we bring that back? Can we put that on TikTok and bring that back?
We got to.
Suck it.
I used to get fucking, my parents used to get pissed.
I didn't even know what it meant back then either. I was just like, no, suck it.
You tell me you're teaching in, like, third grade?
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, we're coming to the end of the podcast. So, let's see. Can you have a recent album that came out, Chug It Down 2020. Where can they find that album? Where can they download it? Where can our viewers listen
everywhere.
To it?
Yeah,
everywhere. iTunes, Spotify.
iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music.
You guys are on YouTube as well.
Yeah, we got a channel. We got to get caught up on the music videos, though, because we just put out all this fresh music. It was over 2 years in the making, that record. So it was definitely a great fucking sigh of relief to release it finally. And that was like, right, yeah, a month into this fucking quarantine, COVID bullshit. No one saw it when we started writing the album in 2018 and putting it together. No one thought we were going to be releasing it while everyone was on quarantine. So. It was definitely.
It was great, guys. You guys did a great job.
Yeah, we liked it.
Oh yeah,
you guys. Tim, our drummer, fucking produced the whole fucking thing.
Oh shit!
Oh damn!
Big dick.
Damn, daddy, big dick,
big dick, swinging.
Damn.
Fucking sick. Our first album took probably almost two years to record. Fucking $5,000 later or some shit. Like, totally hooked us up. Fucking.
I wasn't even in the band at the time. I played the one show with them. When I came on board.
Buck Cherry, like, your first one, right?
What up?
You were Buck Cherry. That was your first one, right?
Yeah, yeah. We got exactly. Dude, I'm going to be up for them once or twice.
Even the drummer, bro.
Yeah. It was like, it was short notice, like French Dip with the bass thing a year later, but. I came in, learned half of them were covers, a couple originals, and I mean, I've been playing drums long enough, so anything in that rock
you can pick it up pretty fast.
Tend to pick it up quick, yeah. So we just slammed through it. We crushed the set. They loved it, and then about a year later, we needed another bassist, so that was kind of the last two pieces, and we've been this lineup for about 2 years now, 2.5 years.
Any shout-outs to anybody?
Any shout outs to before you announce your last song, just like just give out
probably
a bunch of shout outs.
Just Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho.
There, whether you like it or not. Fucking the fucking bathroom, dude. Fucking like the hand fucking towel givers, dude. We're like, oh, do you want to fucking Jericho?
So on social media, are you guys on Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter? Instagram's our big dog. That's where you can see all the Walls of Jericho's every single day. 503 today. Top 5 was today. Great fucking walls.
Yep. Go check it out.
So is that it's at We Are Wasted?
YouTube. We're on iTunes, Spotify, but Instagram's our big. That's what you want.
And I got to give a shout out to Anthony for being like doing 80% or more of all those fucking walls. So if Dylan gets a record for the
we
most walls,
did
I mean,
counted, dude. We did a drinking game and we counted. Anthony had the most. Brad's getting up there with the quarantine.
Yeah, Brad's getting up there.
He's catching up. Sure.
But if there's a Guinness record for Dylan getting walled 500 times,
God damn it.
There's got to be a record for giving the wall.
Fucking record, dude. Nobody has ever done
the Walls of Jericho this many days in a row. They might
or have taken any wrestling finishing move.
They didn't know they were competing for the fucking record, but now they are, dude.
Where, so man?
Once we get to 1,000, that's when we're going to Guinness.
I think that's a big goal right now, right?
1,000.
Right now, we're
halfway there.
You're almost there.
So Walls of Jericho in a row. Stupid.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna go ahead and end it here. What's the last song you guys got for us?
I just want to get drunk, baby.
Woo. All right.
I just want to get drunk, but my medication says it makes my stomach bleed. Oh, I just want to get drunk, 'cause my life is so damn boring without booze in me.
You guys done in here or what? It's time to go party.
Shit, dude. Let's rage.
Fucking rage.
I want to get drunk. Let's go.
Woo!